Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Marcia Pilgrim to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
I had the most awful feeling that Jeff would find out about Barbara Fraser. That's the girl I arranged to have replace Stella Bronson as Jeff's secretary. Once Stella was out of the way, I promised my husband I wouldn't interfere ever again. But I did. Uncle Tressida does anything I say. Now the damage is done. Jeff came home just now in a simply terrible rage. The sort of rage where you seem quite calm. Packed a bag and stormed off to an hotel. There's only one thing I can do. I must get hold of Uncle Tressida at once.
Now, Marcia, don't start jumping up and down. Jeff stalked off to a hotel. So what? Chap can always climb down on the morning, can't he?
But what if he doesn't?
Then we'll just have to be firm with him. Where'd he go, did you say?
The ambassador's.
Well, hand over the phone. See what he has to say for himself. Like a glass of sherry or something stronger, maybe?
Glass of sherry, yes. If there's any bitters.
No, I have a hut round. There's all sorts of stuff here somewhere. Pour me a whiskey. I shouldn't be surprised if he's calmed down by the time he gets down. Turns around and comes home again. Hello? Hello? Hotel Ambassadors? I want to speak to Mr. Jeffrey Pilgrim. He booked here this evening. What's that? Not taking any calls? Well, look here, my man. Page him. Tell him Mr. Tressida Bendigo wishes to speak to him. And it's important. Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, I see. Thank you.
Isn't he there?
No, he's there, all right. He's not taking any phone calls. And he gave instructions, especially any phone calls, from Mr. Tressida Bendigo. I have to be very firm with this husband of yours in the morning, Marcia.
Morning, Mr. Pilgrim. Not early.
Morning, Barbara. Got the mail open?
Yes, it's all on your desk.
Anything you'd class as important?
Well, I don't think so.
So much the better. Oh, it's all right. You needn't take any notes this morning. I'm leaving.
Will you be back after lunch, Mr. Pilgrim?
Barbara, I'm leaving. Packing up. Resigning. Not coming back at all. Do you understand?
Not coming back?
That's right.
Oh! Oh, how awful! I knew this would happen. Oh, Mr. Pilgrim, I heard about that row yesterday with Mr. Fleming, and I was going up to see him this morning myself, because it was all my fault, and you can't possibly leave when I did it.
Now, look here, Miss Fraser, you are not going to get upset.
Oh, but I can't help it. I know I've been nothing but a nuisance ever since they made me your secretary.
You've been nothing of the kind. You've been a very great help. And anyway, Barbara, you can only do your best. We all make mistakes. Everyone does. I've made plenty myself.
Can't I go and see Mr. Fleming? Then maybe you wouldn't have to leave if I told you.
You just sit back and relax, Barbara. I'm not leaving just because I had my tail twisted yesterday afternoon. There's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, but that's the main cause. I feel so awful. Oh, really, Mr. Pilgrim, it won't be the same here without you.
Yeah. This'll never do. What's the matter? You seem to be taking this frightfully hard.
Oh, please leave me alone. I'll be all right in a minute. Only I never thought it would come to anything like this.
Well, I'm going up to see Mr. Fleming. Be a good girl, see if you can't straighten up before I get back, because I have a lot to cope with anyway. For Pete's sake, what sort of women do they have in this place? Every time you turn round, they either burst into tears or fling their arms round your neck. Oh, well. Now to front, I see Fleming.
Good morning, Mr. Pilgrim's office.
Morning, Barbara. Put Jeff on for me, will you? Stella Bronson here.
I'm sorry, Stella. I can't. He's leaving and he's up with Mr. Fleming.
He's what? He's leaving? What goes on there?
There's been a frightful mix-up and it's all my fault. I don't know what to do.
Well, never mind that now, Barbara. Just ask him to ring me, would you? As soon as he can.
All right, Stella. Bye.
Morning, Mr. Fraser. That's Mr. Pilgrim.
He's up with Mr. Fleming, sir.
No, thank you. Percy, is Pilgrim with you? I want to speak to him.
Yes, Mr. Bendigo?
Drop whatever you're doing. I want to see you in the boardroom at once.
With Mr. Fleming?
No, alone. At once.
Very well, sir. I'll come right down.
Now, what's the matter with you, Jeff? Can't you take an ordinary run-of-the-mill reprimand without flying off the handle like a fourth-rate soprano?
What do you want me to do, sir?
Climb down off your high horse and reconsider. You're only in a huff.
I'm not in a huff, and I'm not going to reconsider. I'll give you my reasons for leaving and say goodbye.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. Now, for 6 or 8 months, you've chosen to believe I made an office wife of Stella Bronson. I'm fed up on that count alone. Then you've been telling me to do this and do that, or you'll bust me wide open. Well, that's fighting talk to me, Mr. Bendigo. I go my own way. Then there's the business of Marcy of foisting Barbara Fraser on me, so I can't get any satisfactory work done and my accounts are going to pot. Then there's Fleming last night telling me to pull my socks up or hand over. It's been coming from every conceivable direction and I've had it.
We can straighten things out. You can't walk out on Marcia just because Fleming hauled you over the coals.
I'm walking out on Marcia because she's told too many lies. And because I won't live with a wife I can't trust.
You're making a mistake, Pilgrim.
That's okay with me. It's my mistake.
You'll regret it.
I won't, and you're wasting your time, sir.
Now listen to me. You walk out of here today, and I'll see you never come back. You're no more indispensable to me than Timmy the office boy. It's Marcia I'm thinking of. So I'm warning you, Jeff.
Still? I've told you, sir, you're wasting your breath. Marcia's going to feel hard done by. That's too bad. But she knows the score. She knows who's to blame. Now, is there anything more to be said?
Well, hang it, man. We can't drop everything and just... Well, then you just disappear. Where are you going?
At the moment, I haven't the faintest idea.
Out here. Who do you think you are?
We're not going to lose our tempers, are we?
People don't walk in and out of my firm of their own sweet will and accord.
I do, and I'm doing it now. Is there anything more?
At the moment, no. But you're going to pay for this, Pilgrim, and you'll come to heel. I won't have my niece treated like any tuppenny-hated little baggage. And by George, you'll come into line sooner or later, or I'll know the reason why.
Marcy is being treated just the way she deserves, and that's my last word. How will you lead the way? No? Then excuse me, will you, Mr. Bendigo?
Come back here.
Sorry to finish up like this, Mr. Bendigo. Goodbye, sir.
So it's come at last, Jeff, darling. Well, it had to sooner or later. I'd like to be able to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Don't look so dismal.
Oh, sorry.
What are you going to do?
Haven't made up my mind yet.
Jeff, come in with Benny Puller and me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, please, Jeff. We'd get on so well together. Puller would be delighted. And when we work together, it isn't work, it's just good fun. Darling, why don't you?
Give me time. You're very prolific with the darlings, Stella.
Why shouldn't I be? I'm not your secretary. And Marcia's not your wife anymore. Not really. I wanted to call you darling since the day I set eyes on you. Now I can.
Oh, Marsh.
Take me somewhere tonight, please. Take me somewhere along the ocean road where we can dance under the stars and drink cold drinks and listen to the surf breaking.
Sorry, not tonight.
Why?
No.
Still playing hard to get?
No, Stella. I just want to be sure I know what I'm doing. Because once I turn the corner with you, there won't be any turning back.
Sometime then, please. Soon?
Yes, sometime soon.
Promise?
On the level. Promise.
I suppose if I leaned over and kissed you now, people would stare.
Uh-huh. People would stare.
Mm. Let's dance?
Love to.
Yes. Hold the clothes.
Look here, Barbara. He couldn't just walk out of here without giving you some idea where he was going. Haven't you a clue?
He was talking to Mr. Bendigo in the boardroom, Mrs. Pilgrim, and then he came down and took his hat and left.
I've just seen my uncle. My husband must have left you a forwarding address or something. Didn't he make any last phone calls?
Yes, he did.
To whom?
I don't remember.
What about an address?
Mr. Pilgrim was at the ambassador's last night. I know that.
So do I, but he's not there now. Look here, Barbara Fraser. I think you're holding out on me. Do you want to keep your job here?
Why, yes, of course.
Well, if you want to keep it, you'd better tell me where Mr. Pilgrim's gone. I want to know. You do know where he is now, don't you?
No.
You do? You're lying. Where is he?
All right, I'm lying. He's at the Pelican Club and he's not there by himself. He's there with Stella Bronson. And I'm glad because it's your own fault, Marcia Pilgrim, and you asked for it. I'm glad, you hear me? I'm glad.
Oh, Barbara, not you too. They won't get away with this. If they're there together, I'll tear him away from her. I don't care how much of a scene I make. If I've got to fight for the man I love, well, I'll fight. And how?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.